Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our fun radio show that we give out every week. And I've got a lot of you guys writing in. They're very happy to be here. Psychics Gone Wild is just that. Psychics have gone wild and decided to be extra positive, more fun, extra excitement than you've had in your life. A lot of you individuals that are calling in tonight, please make sure the 773-897-6461, or you can also get a hold of us at 855-345-4710. And all of you iTunes customers, be sure that you are dialed in too, because if you have a question, you can do that. We don't have someone in the chat right yet, but we've got a friend of ours, Jan's, here now, and a couple other friends who can help you, and there lead you to our PsychicsGoneWild.com site to get the wonderful reading you want to have with us. I say we. Now I'm going to bring you one of the most phenomenal, not only actors, but producers, psychic medium, community activists. This is one of our funnest people. She conducted a first seance at the age of 8. Since then, she's done a lot of TV, radio, just fun, positive lady. How are you, Patty Negree?
I am good. I am actually I'm not that close to you, but I'm a lot closer than I usually am. I'm sitting here in a hotel room in Alexandria, Virginia, and happy to be here. Hi, everybody.
You're going to laugh. I'm going through and getting Facebook. It looks like Vans Doren had put on here. She helped us with some marketing with me and Patty to get it out. We've got other ones going. Jethro, I wouldn't have known if LaVance hadn't helped us. Oh, LaVance, okay, their sister. And I'm teasing the other ones. I said, what are you guys doing? I said, me and Patty are on the radio. The ones writing, she goes, Patty, Jethro said you're very magical, and I think he's right. I could have feel it the minute she hit D.C. I told him. I was writing today. I had a little time, and I wrote it on Facebook, and I said, you know, you guys, I said, working with Patty like this, and I said, going out to see her in L.A., you just feel the most positive energy, you know, and I feel like that, you know, and it said it's going to also happening with you, that they said the guys were saying that this was Patty strengthening up. So those of you who know, Patty does do magic, and she does very positive white light energy, very good. She is actually a witch. I've had a couple of you guys tease me, said, you call her a witch? I go, in positive light, yes, I do, and a good one. And so those of you tuning in tonight, you're in for a really good treat. We've got a lot of new listeners, Patty. They're writing down, and I'm getting a lot of emails here in different places. That we're getting stuff from Skype is that they're wanting to know, Patty, you've worked with a lot of individuals in the book, The Super Mediums. They've read the book, The Psychic Mediums and Lightworkers, and they're asking, with all the people that you've worked around and worked with, they're asking, what are the things that you would tell psychics that are good they should do and things that they shouldn't do list? Oh, good one.
Okay. Oh, that is a good question. That is a really good question. You should never let people, this is the complete opposite marketing, you should never let people get dependent on you as a psychic. And that doesn't mean you don't want to talk to them. Sometimes it's quite often. But my belief system anyway is that you help people to really, in some aspects, think for themselves, create for themselves. Yes, we are there. We have a special gift, a special God-given, nature-given, universe-given gift. To be able to see through things and see ability. But my belief system is that we're there to really help them get on their feet so they can help to make some of their own decisions and stuff. I don't want to be telling people what to do ever. I want to give them suggestions. I want to give them ideas. So I think that's the one good thing for psychics. And again, to really always come from a place of love, to always come from a place of ethics, to always come from a place of virtue and integrity. And that if you have all that, then you just give with what the universe gives you.
Love that. And I, you know, Patty, I one thing about the individualness of us, Patty is our head person and stuff for American Federation, and it is a very good honor because us psychics are different. We had a little joke tonight. We're working at, I do a circle here, and I work with some other individuals, and we have different personalities. We have a lot of different ways that we will say the same thing. So, you know, you get a couple of us together, and sometimes it can be awkward. It's like, I've had people say, oh, I'm getting this weird sensation. It's like, oh, we're, you know, it just means we're here. We get used to the tingling and the buzzing and the, you know, they're like, wow. And I had a lady tell me, she goes, I don't know what, something keeps chilling over me. I said, yeah, isn't that good? It's raising the energy. She's like, I don't know if I want to raise the energy anymore. And we got to laughing because it dawned on me, Patty, you've dealt with this so long with all the different people. I think it's a quality that you are able to do that because I've always seen you in every place that we've worked with and all of our, you know, different organizations that we've done things for our, those of us, we did a conference and some other things. Patty's just always chipper. Are always positive, and we just she just trudges along. So I think that was a very good question. I'm impressed with all of you guys that are listening. We're going to grab the phones. I know there's quite a few on the phones. Hang tight. There is a little bit of a protocol for all of you guys that are calling. We need you just to say your name. Tonight we're having a little bit of kooky technical difficulties. It happens with the phones. So I may ask you just to give me your name, and then we go right to your question. I do love a lot of you that wrote. They said, you and Patty always just do it from our names. We love that. We do, but there's a reason that we ask you the question. One is the honest truth. It's timing. We have people behind you that are going, we'd like to talk. Two, to be fair and focused with you, we already are certified, proven psychics and do it. We do get extra things. And if you listen, that's what the best part about this is. Two strong psychics helping you guys get what you need to get. So 858, would you give us your name and let's do this.
Oh, hi. My name is Roxana. How are you, Jethro?
Great. I'm really happy you called in, Roxana. And this is Patty and Jethro. And I'm feeling energy with you right off. Is this a work question or would you like to be specific?
Actually, it's a relationship question. Hi, Patty.
Yay.
Hi, Roxana. Go, Jethro.
I love that relationship. And I okay.
Yeah, work suffers, but the question is relationship because I don't think with my work situation something changes.
Okay, no, that's good. That's not good because it's happening for you. But I do feel that the relationship, I feel like there is, I feel that you are, you there's like a certain type of man that you care for, that you're looking
yes.
for, and I feel that you have. And I do feel that you've had some gentlemen callers or we would say possible bachelors who haven't right now I feel that are feeling that bill, and they're showing me that right now I feel like with you in love I feel like that the guides are have a definite destiny with you with it. I feel there is a someone though. I'm feeling there's a man that there was a possible relationship for a while or some things happening with you. I'm having to read a little backwards for you, and I apologize for you, Roxana. The guys are keep taking me to the past, and I'm having them show me why. The reason that they're talking about the past and this other person is I don't feel that everything's – I feel that you're capable of dating right now. I don't feel that you're legally tied to somebody, but I feel you're emotionally something's there.
Yeah, so I'm emotionally with this person, and – I would like to see if there is a future for me and this person.
Oh, and I would have to say yes. And I know as we're looking at the energy, the guides are telling me that Patty will have to help us with this magic part because they're showing me energy with him, and they show him like he's bubbling and he's working out some things in his energy. It keeps showing me that he's not completely set himself to be in a relationship, but he really wants to keep you around. I feel a need there. I feel a caring, and I feel a love that way. I feel that this is part of why you two have continued on the relationship is you care for them. But I feel like that this person is not handled it or something. There's something missing there is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I get too. It's like something unfinished, unresolved. Something happened, or something was said, or some situation, and that has to be fixed because everything else is there. Is that true?
Well, yes, I would say yes. A few days ago, we had a conversation, and I told him what I want out of relationship, and he knows what I want, and now I don't know if something will happen between us because he knows that what I want. And or, in other words, do I have future with this gentleman, a relationship in future, or it will be just person around me? Like... He's around, but we don't have a relationship. But we had a conversation just recently, a few days ago, and I told him that what I want, and I don't know. He didn't say anything. Actually, it was email conversation.
Yeah, one of my pet peeves, those conversations have to be live or at least phone. Email is just way too safe and way too misunderstood, just for future. Anything as serious as that deserves at least a conversation. And I think he's doing some a little bit of tap dancing and some thinking, don't you, Jethro? He almost felt put on the spot a little bit and not quite ready to commit, but he does care, just like Jethro said. So he's got to do a little soul searching is what I see.
Yeah, I agree.
So he's been doing this for a while already. So that's why I'm not sure if it will happen between us, so it will be always like this. It's been a while when he's doing this soul searching and talking and flirting and all these things. And,
Did you guys ever talk about it? I mean, other than email, really talk about it?
No. I know this person in person. I know him in person.
Right, no, I know. But do you guys ever have this conversation about what you want and don't want?
Yeah, he knows what I want. But I don't know.
But he doesn't say what he wants.
Well, I don't know his situation. No, he doesn't say what he wants.
Right. He needs to put on his big boy pants. I'm all about big boy pants. Anyway, I think he certainly cares. I certainly see fear of commitment in him, and I certainly see some issues. It's on his point on this. I see that it can be worked out, though, but it really will take him something to talk about and deal, because I see that there's something that's in the way of that.
Yeah, it is something, and he is having some issues, but I don't know how long it will take for him to resolve his issues.
Hmm.
Or maybe it will never be resolved, so...
Yeah, I don't want to be mean because I keep feeling that, and I don't want to be.
Yeah.
David Downer. I can't be Debbie. I'm the wrong sex. I almost said Debbie Downer. I'm David Downer because I feel that the guys are showing me with that energy that it is something that he's had this and not doing it. And I know that anything's possible. We all want to make sure and do the positive achieve. But I'm also going to be honest with you. I don't see this going through, and I feel like that you're going to work with on some acceptance of where he's going to be, and then you're going to make your choices from there on, because this has been this way for a while. With you,
yeah. Is he in another relationship?
I think so, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I think so too. He wants his cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have don't leave this whole decision up to him. You have to figure out what you want, what you don't want, what you'll settle for, what you won't settle for, what you deserve.
No, actually, I didn't know that he's in the relationship. I thought could be. So you feel that he's in the relationship?
I feel yes. I do feel there's something else going on. And I think that's part of why we're both, we're both ready to spank him, and you're being okay. I think part of it is with our, you and Patty are like, oh, he's not going to like us, and you're going, what? And I think it's because you weren't. I apologize, but I do feel that, and I know that it's going to take the other energy for you as this is happening. That's why when you sat down with him and made these ideas and other things, he did do the little tab this and the others. He's still also going, working on another situation to be able to get what else he's got. Definitely keep us informed. I feel like you're on the, and keep that detective work. Like Patty said, you make those decisions too. You got some boundaries, guidelines, and stuff that you're keeping, and this is what you're going to have, and this is how it's going to be. I see you someone different is what I'm feeling, and I feel it'll be when you're ready.
You see me with someone different?
That's what I'm getting, yep.
Yeah, me too.
know. We love you and thank you for calling in. Put in for tonight. We got presents. We got friends from all over here. We've got we're going to give away some malachite tonight from Davy Stones. He's celebrating the fact that he is up there in New Jersey, and he said when Patty hit the coast, he knew it was time to do something good. So he got a hold of me, and Davy's going to we're going to be giving away a malachite stone, a phenomenal one. Those of you who do study the stones know malachite is not only a psychic enhancing stone, it works with your energies to do vibration with your throat and your heart chakra. It's just a very positive green stone. This one will be given away tonight to whoever writes into psychicsgonewild.com and says, we need to have our Patty Negri tonic. We have a lot of you teasing about it. It's became a trend, and I don't think we ever got to tell Patty yet. We started out with Psychics Gone Wild tonic, and it turned into, what about a double Patty Negri tonic? And now we've decided we're the juice cocktail when you want to have fun. So put in there tonight that, and you'll be able to win that malachite. We're having fun, and that's what we do. We give away prizes and have fun together. And I had someone ask me yesterday, how do I get into Psychics Gone Wild? You get in by contacting me. I'm the founder of it, and Jethro Smith. You can get me at psychicjethro@aol.com, jethrosmith.net, Psychics Gone Wild. Write me something. Talk to me. You'd like to be involved. We are starting another one of our events. We're going to be going on Saturdays. Amy Kavanaugh will be doing that. It's a talk. And so, you guys, that's how you get in. We are here to have fun, and that's what we want. We want certified, positive psychics and crazy people like me and Patty. Have a Patty tonic tonight. 229, how are you doing?
How you doing, Mr. Jeffro? This is Melvin. Thank you for taking my call.
Melvin, you notice I pulled you in because I haven't asked Patty's permission. Is it okay, Patty, if we say we're having Patty Negri tonics?
Yeah. Just say Negri, not Negri. You flip back to your old way of speaking. Negri like an egg.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I did.
So you can have all the tonic you want. Gin and tonic, vodka tonic, just plain tonic. No, yes, let's have some Patty Negri tonic. Let's have some Jethro Smith tonic. I just had some apple streusel tonic. Yeah, let's go for it. Hi, Melvin.
Hi, how are you all? Thank you. That's a lot of tonic.
It's a lot of tonic. I'm going to have to go to the bathroom.
I just want to ask you all two small questions about. First, I'm supposed to been getting a retirement check, contribution check. And it's supposed to be all employees supposed to get it on this month. And I received today one check, and it's not the amount that, you know, I dreamed of having. Do you all see them? It sounds like it was some money that they owed me for my just my payroll check, because that's what it says, a payroll check and contribution payroll check. But do you all see me get my other check on the 15th like the rest of the employees that left at the hospital that closed down?
I'm confused at this one, Jethro.
Melvin, when you stump the psychics, that's not a good thing at this, because what they're telling us is that they're doing something here. I got to be teasing about your money, Melvin. Yeah, they're showing us, and it's confusing, they're showing us that this money looks like it's there's some other things going on. So I would have to say you will get it, but not the time you get it, because that's what's confusing us. It's like, I feel like there's some other things happening. What? Give us a deadline, Melvin. You feel you're going to get it this month? Do you feel like you're going to get it?
They said that we're supposed to, all employees that put in a paperwork, supposed to get their check on the 15th of this month. And I got a check today, and it's nowhere close to what my years at the hospital were.
Okay,
so
that's
this is like a final check or something? This is like a final, like a severance pay or something?
Yes, I drew my retirement out.
I just think it's the bureaucracy of everything. I just think it's the paperwork.
Well, make it kind of easy. Well, on the 15th of this month, do you all see me getting a check?
I see you getting a check. I did see you getting a check, but I see that there's still something going on with this check. It's like Patty's word, bureaucracy. I feel like there's some other red tape. Melvin, they tell me you're going to have to fight a little bit to get this, but you're going to get through it. And it's weird. It's like, I'm sorry to use that word, Melvin, but these people you're dealing with are just weird. They're definitely using the red tape, and I feel like there's something odd about they haven't realized that. I mean, they're going to pay you. It's your amount. Everyone know this. You know this. Now all of a sudden there's something there, but I see you getting it. Melvin, you got a hard karma right now. Something's, I feel like, you know, we talked before about going out and doing the holding the trees, doing working with energy. You've got something in Saturn that's just messing with you. If it ain't your girls, it's your wallet. I don't know what's going on. We're going to have to. You're going to take that.
Well, actually, I was at the park yesterday, walked 3 miles and sat out and, you know, looked at the trees and water. I enjoyed myself, and it really picked up my spirit and energy. You know, all day today I was, you know, been fine. So I go there periodically.
Sit down at the tree, like, and lean up against it with your backbone, your spine, directly against the trunk of a tree? Do that and feel the energy within it. Yeah, you'll feel the energy within it because the life force within a tree is amazing. Plus, they're the information keepers. If you want to get some answers from spirit, sit and do a little, you know, contemplation or meditation at the base of a tree, you know, with your butt on the ground and your back spine directly up against the trunk of the tree. You'll tap into that whole, it's like ancestry line information.
Okay. Well, I just want to ask about my friend Keisha. Do you see her contacting me? Us communicating again?
I do, and I told you, and I see the other energy, and that's why this is going through this, and this is part of what's happening. You're raising your vibration and working with the energy, and they said that you will contact. I also feel that there's some other things happening for you. That's why you got to fight for this money. It's like you're being tested this year, Melvin, if they aren't getting you one direction or the other. And it is a time now. Scorpio, and right now, we've got Saturn in our sun sign, and it means for the next 5 to 6 years, we're going to be really strengthening up and working with the sex, the occult, the metaphysical, the spiritual part of what Scorpio stands in the eighth house. In your case, they're also putting in the material, which tells me what else is happening is you've got to clear out this red tape. It's take a stand. You're doing your walk. You're getting your energy up. Your girl's saying yes, and that's what I'm getting, Melvin. I got to run. They're saying I'm giving you favoritism.
Okay. Well, we deserve it. Thank you all so much.
Love you. Thank you, Melvin.
Thanks, what Melvin.
Our Facebook friends for sure. 619, you're doing all right. Let's go ahead and talk tonight. How about you, 619?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Raquel. And I'm calling because I'm trying to get some guidance. I'm in a really big turning point of my life. It's exciting but scary at the same time. And any advice from our spirit guides would be a big help.
Are you thinking of going somewhere, moving?
No, I hope not.
So I do see a big shift, and I was almost seeing like a big shift, like almost like moving. But maybe it isn't moving. Maybe it's just a big shift of some sort. All I'm getting through spirit guide is the words jump. I know, Jess, where you might get jump for it, just jump.
Yeah, and it's saying that. They're saying that go for it, do it, and the guides are saying that it's also another part of with you, Raquel, that there's this is an action that they want you to do. This affects for yourself and some other situation so that you're not only getting your energy, but you're also – It's just time. There's a lot of other things that are going on with you, too. That's why we're both here. And I agree with that. It's like, jump, go. They're going, jump, do it. They're also pushing energy right now that you've been – there's been some other things that you've been kind of looking at. It's your time. It's where you're feeling what you want to do, and you're gonna take the handle of what you want.
Okay, and I'll explain a little bit. Maybe it'll clarify what you're getting. I'm currently pregnant and living with my boyfriend. Yeah, so it's a really big turning point. Exciting but scary. But baby, I really don't think it is my boyfriend. My current boyfriend.
Okay. Okay. So is that something you're deciding to tell him or not tell him or?
Yes, or continue the life that we kind of started already together, because I actually went back with him before I even knew I was pregnant. After we got back together, that's when I found out.
Does he know you're pregnant now?
Yes, he does. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the jump. Just jump. And maybe it wasn't a move. It wasn't a physical move. It was like moving into a whole new role, because your life really completely will change, because that's what happens, you know, with motherhood.
Yeah,
but I don't see it being a problem with him not being the natural father if he's not. I don't see that that should affect the relationship.
No, I feel like, and I feel the love you guys have got. This is a positive time for you, and I love what the angels are saying. Yeah, we're both getting, this is really good. I also got to tell you that your energy, this baby that you're carrying, is very strong. That's part of why we're feeling this, like, woo energy, is that your baby's very tuned. So they're already here working and doing energy very fast. So
you're
going to be very good. Raquel, definitely, we want pictures. I want him to send them to me on Facebook with his baby. You know, it's like he's gone wild. I want to see this kid.
Exciting, and thank you so much for your support.
Yeah,
thank
it's going to be a beautiful adventure, and think of it as such. Just this wonderful next chapter of life, this adventure, and you know, and when you get confused, just jump. But not
yes,
too
and I
hard
just,
because
I,
you're
I,
pregnant.
I want to make the most of it and the best that I can for the baby, you know, at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I got the energy. The guy said, this is why, and it's ironic that you're here a little bit, but they're like, this is what you want. I can tell that it is part of your destiny. I've had other people tell me the coolest thing about it, you know, from being the other side of this, is the whole energy. What I'm impressed with you is that your guys are rolling such an energy that within a short time, by the time the baby's here, you're going to be in such a positive state that it's going to even be stronger. It's like they're putting you in that. And I can feel that. I've seen people who, I've been with both. I've been with a person who was pregnant, and we thought that they were going to have to put her down. I mean, it was just like she was not pretty. It was like the thought of it, the whole thing, you know, and actually as a model in her fairness, you know, her life was not, that was not it, but it really traumatized. She went through, had the baby, things were even better. Life did things and did an energy. I had a person that was very good at pregnancy that after the baby was born, she's like, this is crazy. And we laughed and went into it. I'm excited, Raquel. I just feel like you're going on a roller coaster, and the guy that's with you is so lucky to be with you. You're a good person.
Oh, that's so great. I will keep you updated.
Okay. Please do.
We're going, thank you, Raquel, and we're having one of those nights. I want you guys to tease a little bit. In another 2 minutes, we're going to pick a name for that malachite from Davies Rock Store. And he wrote to me, he goes, Jethro, you messed up the thing of me because you didn't put in my last name. You messed up Patty's name. Okay, it's Samuelson is his last name. Well, I'm having a night, Patty. I'm telling you, I need to start drinking cocktails. I didn't want that carrot juice. I knew it was bad. It's like, here we go. 818, we're live. It's Psyche's Gone Wild. Jethro Smith and Patty Negri. 818, would you like to?
Hi.
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 Hi, my name is Brittany. My question is, I'm calling, I have a friend that had been a friend for a little while, but I'm starting to feel like the friendship isn't genuine, and I'm at the place where I kind of want to cut him off completely. I wanted to know what you guys see around the situation.
I'm getting that you have really good intuition, that there's something that's, not that it wasn't real, but maybe less than, that there was some form of ulterior motive or less than honorable and a little bit of falsity within it. Jethro?
I feel in that. I feel like there is some other energy happening for you too, Brittany, that there's some other things working out that are not changing for you yet. They said that I feel like that there's other things that has to come to be for you with this. It's like, now, can I ask you a little, and this is odd, Brittany, I'm getting like this, I get this other pressure. There's something going on with you. It's not just school, but it's something, something's like you're not, it's like, other things are going to keep doing this until you get that get you where they want you. The guys want you somewhere different.
What do they want me to do? Well,
I keep feeling, talk to me a little bit. Are you in school right now?
No, I'm not in school. I'm just working and pursuing my dreams.
Okay, and your dream is?
I'm an actress.
Excellent. No, that's good. So you called the right night with this, and Patty can help me, because what they're showing me is I think they're wanting you studying some things. I don't know what they are, but they look like they're like folded up, and there's like papers, and they keep showing me you really getting into this, and you really, it's like you're very intense. What is the word, Patty? Zone or something, where she's got this and she's doing it, and then I see her going for what they said that you're like. They want you going for this other parts or some things with it. You've got to like you're beating the pavement. It's what they're saying.
You're probably seeing sides, Jethro. They're called sides. It's like a few pages when you go on an audition. You get two or three or four or five pages just out of a script for your audition. That's what you're seeing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is this guy that a friend or whoever, this person who has a friend, they pull your attention from what you're doing a little bit, don't they?
No, not so much. He's not that important.
Okay. Well, good. He doesn't try to? Does he support you in that?
Yes, but I think he's phony when it comes to, like, him being around other people. And then when he's around me, it's like a whole different tune, so...
Well, again, I would say trust your intuition, and where your focus really should be is following your dreams, just like Jethro said. You know, and if he doesn't feel right in your life, you don't have to close him off. You don't have to burn any bridges. You can choose who and when you spend your time with people, and if somebody's not living up to your expectation of what a real friend is, you know, let it slowly glide away. That's how I'm seeing it. Something. It's definitely not about burning bridges, just like less time spent.
Yes. And then more of that studying those things, and there's some better stuff coming for you later, because they're saying that does affect it by him. Somehow whether it's you know your intent or doing it, and I see you doing there with it. And we know, Brittany, I want to make sure the next time we come out for a federation, I want your nights up there. I want to see your name in lights, and we'll be coming by. We come to Hollywood. So you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. We'll put some prayers. Thank you for calling.
We'll be looking for you.
We're looking here. We got a lot of you guys. I got people teasing me. I go, Jethro, what are you doing? I don't know what I'm doing. That's the crazy thing. It's live, and it's just been one of those days. It's been a good day, but it's been a kooky day. So
it has been kooky.
What is that energy? You know, they said we were going to do this extra ascension, and then we had quite a few people that were falling, some silly stuff today. I feel like I've stepped back. I feel like if I'm a couple years ago, all of a sudden it's like, whoa, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, this are feelings I was going through, and it's just, I'm reliving some of my energies when I first started some of the things I've done. So I don't know if they're – I feel like a record. I've got to skip. You know, it's like, oh, no. 419, you're fine. I'm sorry, Patty?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Patty and Jethro. This is Dorothy. How are you guys?
Great.
Hi,
Dorothy.
Hi. I am calling about my health. And it seems like it's just there's constant allergies and things like that. And I'm wondering, what do you see, what I can do to release whatever I'm holding on to create this health problems?
I get that your immune system is definitely weakened for some. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you eating right and... You know, getting enough movement and exercise and drinking enough water and all those things that they say over and over again.
Yes. Okay. I don't exercise as much as I should, but other than that, yes. And I do have a low immune system.
Yeah, that's what I got really strongly. Do you have a lot of stress?
Not really, no.
Okay. Because I get that stress bothers you, and I also get that you need to breathe a little bit more, just slow and easy, deep breathing. Because maybe you hold it because of allergies or whatever like that. I think you just need to allow a little bit more flow through you.
Okay.
What I get is that you feel bad about something. You're holding on to something, and it's almost like you don't deserve to feel as good as you should feel or want to feel or actually do deserve to feel about something. So I would say look into yourself, your soul, and see what is it that you're feeling bad or guilty or like you've done wrong about that isn't even true.
Okay.
Does that sound true to you? Like there's something there that you're...
Yeah.
I'm getting that real strongly. So look at that. That's your choice to release it. That's past, true or false, doesn't even matter. You deserve to be healthy. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to have a strong immune system. So you're holding on to something to punish yourself in a small way.
Okay. That's interesting. Good.
Mm-hmm.
I can look at that.
It is. And Dorothy, the guides are also teasing me about the fact that you, they want you to do the bubble bath thing because they're saying that about yourself. Be good to yourself. They're telling me a little bit of time to sit back and just, you know, take that time and a little bit of energy because they're also telling me that there's another cycle for you of some other things that they're wanting you to do. And I agree with what Patty was saying. They're saying that energy together, it's going to be really good. Do you know that I'm hearing something where you have someone that's trying to talk to you sometimes that does try to come through the other side. I'm feeling the energy. I'm feeling there's a presence. And they said that it's a good thing, but it's like, you, not to be rude, but it's like you buried them and you're okay with them staying over there. That's what they told me. I don't know what.
And I'm okay with them staying over there? I don't know who it would be.
It looks like a male, an older male.
I wonder if it's my father.
Probably.
He made a joke about it to me. The reason I pick up the energy with, and Patty's a medium, it's like sometimes it'll come real stronger when she's on. What happened tonight was he was like, it's okay, because I went to ask him if he wanted to step forward in light to talk, and he said, no, she's okay with me over here. And I thought it was funny, and I'm sorry I said it, but it made me laugh the way he said it. It's like, you know, okay, and it wasn't like he was mean about it, but it was like, he was like, you know, it is there. But he does give a guiding hand. He's silent, but he's still helping you.
Okay. Yeah, and it is him. And something, whatever your relationship with him, good or not good, one thing that's triggering is something that he wants to help you with, maybe because originally it was triggered by him when you were a kid or something.
Oh, okay.
But again, it doesn't have to be a big thing. I'm not getting into big drama, but some little thing It started when you were a little kid, like 6 or something, or 8, I don't know. You know, a little, young school age. And then it gets triggered in an adulthood, and he wants to help you with that.
Oh, that's cool. You know, lately I've been seeing, like, somebody to the right of me walking. Like, I see something at the side, from the side of my head. There's
and that's
somebody
where you
there,
see your
but I... And that's what it is then.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that's what it was.
Yeah.
I didn't know for sure. I'll stop and ask, okay, who's here? You know, what message are you trying to give me? But I don't get anything yet.
Okay, you will. Again, that's something you could try at nighttime and dream time and meditation. Just, you know, sit and be quiet and listen for spirit. Sometimes it's a little more subtle than we're used to. And sometimes it isn't. But I think that everything's sort of tied together. That's why they're even appearing now. That's why even your awareness of, like, I don't need to feel like this. I think it's all could tie up together in a beautiful little bow that you could, you know, resolve.
Oh, great. Thank you very much, both of you. Thank you so much, and God bless you guys.
God bless
you.
Thank you for calling, Dorothy. Thanks. And I've got to grab a little bit of a moment here, you guys. So hang on while I grab the papers over here and I'm running through. I had a printer and I'm printing out as we did the last ones that just sent in. So you even got in. And I'm going to put it in the basket here and I point out Brian Swanson. You are the winner. So, Brian, you're in Chattanooga, Oh, that Tennessee. Okay, good. You got scared. I was like, no, isn't that a song? You got to watch it. I told you a little bit. I'm like, okay, but you did put you got to put all of it down for the information. I said, tease me. You're going to be the lucky winner tonight of the Malachite. I hope you enjoy it. Writing down, I just listened to the show a lot. I love Jen. And I got to tell you, listening to the show with you and Patty, I can see why everybody jokes about Fridays. You two are the best. Oh, thank you. That was nice for all three of us, a compliment. You got to listen to all of us. There's a bunch of us, and we're wild and crazy all over the week. But thank you. That was very sweet.
I'm so weird. It's weird for me not being on the chat room tonight. I'm used to, you know, having my fingers going and my brain, left brain going and my right brain going. I feel half naked. No chat room, no computer.
Tonight they're writing. There's a Ron guy. There's other people in here joking. We got Connie is making jokes about drinks and alcohol, and we've got Mr.
Of course
Jefferson.
She is. Hi, Connie. And I do want to thank LaVanz and Van Doren for posting today, because I'm not near a computer. I was in the air all day, so thank you guys for posting. Thank you, Jethro, too.
Yeah, and thank you. And when we first started our first out today, I had a lot of people teasing me, and we hit the rush here, you guys. This is where it gets real busy, the last half of the show, and I know a lot of you guys are in. 315, you're online on Psychic Gone Wild.
Hi, Jethro. This is Annette.
Hello, Annette. We got a lot going on here with you. Now, you're over in New York, and you're doing people's hair, and she's over here in D.C. What's up with this? I don't want to know.
No, I'm reading a really good book. It's called Psychic Realm.
Oh, thank you.
I heard about that book. It's fabulous.
Oh, I love it.
It's like little mini readings. That's what I like.
Okay. Thank you.
In reading your book, it relates back to my life. I've been writing you little tidbits here and there. But I was told that I have a spiritual contract over here. I was wondering if you two could tell me what it is.
Oh, you work hard. Spiritual contract. For me, I need a permission here, and I know this is tacky for a male to ask, but I need to go to the Cosmic Records, so you're going to have to tell me your date of birth.
12/13/59.
Okay. Patty, should I go ahead?
Yes.
In the mission and the energy what you have here, the guys are telling me that it's not just with the situation of the friends and the other people you're helping. You've got people you're counseling, you're helping in this life. And that's your mission, to be that center and that network. And you're very good at it, because you've been hurt. There's something going on here with you, and you had some family that raised you that were a little, sometimes, shall we say, distracted, or sometimes you were raising them or something, is what they're showing me. They're showing me that they loved you, they cared for you, but you had to take care of yourself. And mm-hmm. The guides are telling me that, it's getting emotional, you're going to make me cry. And they're telling me the energy that's also happening with you is why this life you're helping other people back. You never want no one to ever feel alone, and it's because you had a life in this that before you were a loner. You were put in outcast, and you did some work in China, and now this life you're back here, and you're with people. And your mission is to help each other, enlighten others, and feel that energy and love together. That's what mm-hmm. I feel you're part of that's what I feel. What do you feel, Patty?
That sounds good to me. So are you feeling a contract, like something you have to, different than that you have to accomplish, or you have to?
No, I feel that has a lot to do with why Fred and I are together.
Oh, now you tell me you got a boyfriend. You tell the psychic that why. Well, I got you. I made you scared, you didn't I? I laugh people on Facebook. We're all friends. I'm just teasing her. I had someone write me, Jethro, I'm just teasing. No, that's cool. No, and so this makes sense that the other individuals, you know, and we all have different blessings with those together. There's also something else that you're going to clear up in this life, and that is that other strengthening of being able to fill your part. That's why you're in here with all of us, metaphysical, new age. You're coming to your lighter spirituality to help all of your guides talk. A lot of individuals will come through with this, and I had someone tell me, they said, Jethro, we work with it on classes when we're doing a healing or doing a chakra blending. Your energy, while you're here is because you've always been light and soul and working with energy, and this is a life you also get to bring all of those guides to help others, like your friends and this Fred, your boyfriend. They're also telling mm-hmm. me other people in this life that's going to be able to even enrich themselves by the work that you're going to be doing. And I feel that. I feel you. And I tease you about that. Everyone should know this is my hairdresser friend that I love to tease her, because actually hairdressers were the first gave me the really good start when I first started as a reader, because who can talk to a person really good while they're standing there? Read a hairdresser and you're going to have business like crazy, because you guys, you know, it's like you're good or bad. It's like, well, I went over to Jethro, he held my hand, the guy's a little kooky, the one girl teased him, she's got a funny looking nose, and everybody, they don't realize, you know, as you guys are cutting and working, everybody came to me and goes, oh, you're the guy with the funny nose. I go, who told you that? My hairdresser. I got a funny nose, but I'm a good reader. And that's what I feel with you. I feel that's the loving person when they're talking here, that they tell me that's going to happen. So we love you. I got to roll. They always say I pick the same people, so I'm not going to do that tonight. They're yelling at me.
thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love you guys. We got a lot of you guys going wild. We've got another 323. Whoopee. It's
Howdy.
Patty and Jethro and 323. Howdy.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Hi,
thank
Patty.
Hi, who's this?
Yvette.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Great. If you don't mind,
yes.
I have two questions.
Okay.
First question is also an interesting question about a friend. She's a woman, she's older, she's kind of like a mother-ish kind of type of person, and I've been picking up some weird energy. There was a party last week, and I wasn't invited, and then I was in a situation where they were kind of talking about it, and then she called me up. I knew she called me up because she knew that I was hurt, but then she always does this game where she wants to hire me, and then this whole kind of plugging back in. There's been an interesting dynamic. I mean, I keep her in my life because obviously she has I do care about her, and I do like her, and you know, she sometimes has connections for me, but it's loosey-goosey at times. But this is an interesting dynamic because I was hurt, and I felt an energy that I didn't feel before when I saw her in that situation. It was kind of like, I can't explain it. I felt something, and it just, you know, I know she felt something because then she's been calling me.
And I'm getting that whatever it is or was really wasn't about you specifically, though. Whatever, if there was something she didn't invite you to or this or that, it wasn't about you, per se.
Okay.
And she does feel bad, and that's why she is calling you, and that's why she wants to. She feels, you guys really are connected, she feels that you are hurt and feeling bad.
Right.
So I would just let that go. That could build something in if you guys let it. But otherwise, keep it for what it is. She's a little bit kooky, a friend that you like, that you help each other. But I wouldn't read anything bigger than that into that.
Okay, not even like this weird emotional game she plays? Like,
well, I mean, I
think
like who she is. She's got... I don't want to get into a reading for her because this is,
right.
isn't her reading.
Totally. Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
getting
yeah.
that she's got some stuff of her own going on. Do you know,
okay.
realize that? Do you know that?
That's funny. My friends said the same thing. Funny. Okay.
It is, and it's got the word karma written all over with her, and so this has to be handled in this life with her, with you, and it's ironic how you keep bringing her up, and every time you do, the guides help with your energy. I feel you're a good person, just like we were talking earlier. You've also got something strengthening for you that's happening to clear this out. It's Yvette,
okay.
right?
Yes.
Yes. You know, and I feel that you're going to do some other strength. And there's some other prayer or something that's happened with you. Someone's done a blessing for you. There's something
oh, yeah.
that I keep seeing that's working in, and it's in the air. It's magical.
Okay.
I love you, Patty. I just got the word. Patty's
mm-hmm.
guide goes, it's magical, Jethro. It's magical. And it's like air element that's
work.
Working in that element. Yeah. And her guides will help me. It's like, that's what you, and it's very good. They said, listen to the energy because you're going to have a very positive answers by the time of May of some things you really wanted by the end of May.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and let the other stuff flow away. It's again, it's really not about you. She's got her own stuff. There's probably some lessons for you to learn in it, and you can choose to learn them. There's probably some lessons for her, but it really isn't about the relationship of you and her. So don't
so
take that personal.
Thank you, and I apologize. I've had the phones went a little crazy. We're down now, and I didn't see you come back up. Sometimes it'll kick you out of the room. If it did, it kicks me and Patty out all the time. 910, what do you know, 1-910?
Hi, my name is John, and hi Jethro. I was wondering if you could do a little Akashic reading like you did with that last person, because I'm at a having a quandary. I feel like I'm at a crossroads, but I'm sure I'm making more of a mountain out of a molehill.
I can feel it, and I it's the first time I've read for you, but I feel your energy in the phone, and they're telling me some energy, so I need your permission from your guys to give me your date of birth.
3/15/72.
There's something going on with you with another person. There's something going on here, and I feel like you're in a karmic twist, and you're asking the same kind of thing that Nanette did. Ask me your... I need you to say what you want me to, with the Cusic record, but they're showing me relationship. You see, I'm a love psychic. Now the truth came out. They're like, Jethro, right away I started reading about your love life, and you didn't ask that. Ask me what she asked. Ask, you know, what you want to know with your life and your...
Well, yeah, I know I'm kind of having troubles with my love life. But I guess kind of my life's purpose, really. I mean, I feel...
Yeah, I just need you to say it, you know, because I wouldn't scan you and in permission. I'm really pride myself in being a good psychic. And also, Patty's like kind of my boss in the American Federation, so I have to really be good or she's going to spank me. No, I'm teasing, John. I got you to laugh.
Boss.
You know, she's the boss. She's the boss. I'm teasing. I got you to laugh a little bit. Relax, John. With the energy showing me, is there some other mission with you and some other intent to happen? This is a life with some other purpose for you. You have other people that you're dealing with in this life, and the consequences of the actions and the things that you're going through are very strong because it's a repeat. And so when you ask about the purpose, I feel you have a stronger purpose. You're also putting people on that test of how they act. Your life with your heart. I can feel very green energy with you. And when you really care, that's why I started going right into your relationship, because they started telling me that you're a very strong individual and that when things are happening for you, that you pull in that kind of work. And the guide said that there's another purpose and a mission with you that has to be fulfilled. You also cannot leave people with you have to handle it all the way through. There was a life before where I feel like they keep showing me that you handled things in the Cosmic Records and that people didn't get handled. So this time they're bringing that love life and that other relationships in, and you've got to handle them in a good manner for both parties. You have to be the responsible one is what they keep saying. Is that making sense to you? Because it's really intense with you. Patty, what else are you feeling here to share with his purpose?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with that. And I'm agreeing that you know that you have a little bit higher purpose, and you get little glimmers of it. You get glimmers of it, but you're a little bit afraid to go there. You're not trusting yourself. Trust yourself, really. Does that make sense?
I have no idea how to get where I really want to be and where I feel like I'm supposed to be.
But you do have those glimmers of where you're supposed to be. And you get there one foot at a time. You get there baby steps. You get there one moment. You get there one thought. You get there one word. You get there one visual. You should do a whole lot of visualization. I see that you have a whole lot of upper high energy. Your sight is... It's not low and grounded. It's not that it's not low and grounded, but it's really high. So you need to see it and let it start becoming crystal clear, and then you'll figure out how to get there. The universe will just guide you there. It needs to be a little organic for you. I think sometimes when you try to force it and when it feels funny in this, when you get confused or don't know how to get there and it looks overwhelming, if you just do it one step at a time and let it be organic, but get that clear picture. You know, that's where you should put your little time spending in thought and meditation and, you know, and just some contemplation on that. Because you see it.
I have no clear picture. Yeah, well, I feel it, really. I don't see it. I feel it. And I have no idea how to get to it is really the problem.
Well, just get to clear what it looks like, not how to get there. The how to get there will come.
I know.
Get clear on the picture of what it looks like when you're there. I know, it sounds very vague, but I'm not being vague at all. I'm talking to your subconscious. You'll figure it out.
I know. Right
Jethro, do you have more, better, clearer to add than that?
I feel we're doing good there, John, and I do feel that those other work and that other energy is even stronger. There's something else that's with, and ironically, I really respect the your astrology with it. You guys, and we tease about this in a good way, you guys really are deep individuals, because what happens here, there's some other clarity and some other stuff with you that spiritually the guys are only giving me this much, but there's some other things that are going to come through with you very much, and then they're like, you've got work to do. If you've ever heard the song, it's like it's an older song, but it's like Vanessa Williams sings that you've got a job, you got work to do. That's what I keep hearing with you. So that I would feel that a lot of karma, a lot of things handled with the clarity, and I feel that there's some other really positive things you're going to put together by some of the clearer picture you're seeing for what you want to do with. I feel like there's some work. There's something that you're going to put together that's going to help humankind, is what they're saying.
It's a good laugh.
I know, and it's scary because I'm like, that's what I feel. And he's like, no, you're the one that's scaring him. No, I'm teasing you. Come on, John.
No, you're not scaring me. Go ahead.
No, you have the feeling of it. Just put the form around that feeling. Mm-hmm. Trust yourself.
I know.
Cool. Well, John, we thank you. Yeah. I hope we helped you. You definitely got to put in for our show. And thank you for coming on and giving us a try. A lot of you new guys, what do you think of us? John, you're a new person that's called in. Do you think that me and Patty should be committed, or are we allowed out in public? What do you feel?
Absolutely, definitely not committed. And okay. Man, we need more of you out in public.
Oh,
aww, thank you.
Thank you. I have a lot of you guys that are new people. I want to hear sometimes, because and I do have someone teasing me, Jethro, do you ever be serious? I am serious. It's just not today. Today's not my serious day. So I love what you guys that are tuning in. This has been Psychics Gone Wild. We're down to the last caller. I know you guys, it always gets going. We've got a lot of individuals. Go to psychicsgonewild.com or go to Patty Negri, and it's PattyNegri.com. JethroSmith.net, JethroSmith.net, and get a reading with us. I mean, I had someone tell me the best, funniest thing yesterday. I've got all mine on the computer. We can do scheduling, whatever. They said, the funniest thing, Jethro, is I hear you on the radio. I got to meet you here in person, and you're more wilder on the readings than you are. And I told them, I said, listen to the people. And they go, the funny thing tonight, they said the word they were going to put out is exceptionally talented is the word they used with Patty. And they said, I listened to the show tonight, Jethro. You were right. Every one of them has been great. And this woman is not only exceptionally talented, I have had a blast. Now, granted, I'm 83 years old, and I said I'd seen everything, Jethro. You're right. Until I listened to Friday's show, I hadn't seen it all. So thank you. This is my friend over here at Clearwater. And I told you guys, I said it would be the best. Patty, I know that you're up there. Tell us, can you tell us anything? I mean, are you on TV again? Are they doing what's going on up there?
No. Actually, I am doing some of my activism stuff. I am here with a board I work on, DES Action. It's a health advocacy group for people exposed to diethylstilbestrol, which most people don't even know what it was. But it was a drug they gave to pregnant women in the 50s and 60s under the false belief it prevented miscarriages, but it never did that, and it had all sorts of horrible health benefits. I mean, not benefits, health hazards and things that happened. So many things. That's why there's everything from infertility, breast cancers, testicular cancers, male, female, all sorts of things. So if anybody's interested in that, they can go to desaction.org. DESAction.org, and that's what we are here with our board meeting in Washington. It's about awareness. We work with doctors. We work with the government. We work with consumers. So we take charge of our own health. There's 10 million, at least 10 million DES exposed in the United States alone, and most people, or many of them, have no idea that their mother or now grandmother took this drug while they were pregnant.
So that's what I'm doing here.
I haven't filmed anything since yesterday. Yesterday I was filming an infomercial in Malibu. It was beautiful.
I love
fun. And then I just jumped on a plane.
Any of you guys that have got Facebook, go and become Patty's friend if you want to be entertained.
Please.
One day she's on there and she's got weapons and she's doing this scenes and these pictures, you know, and it's obviously yesterday or the day before I saw you were on there and you were doing a dance-a-thon, all these wild people dancing, Patty happy,
yep,
going wild. Then there's one where she's dressed as the queen. She looks like the Queen of Hearts. You're like, off with his head. It's every day is something fun if you're Patty's friend on Facebook. We love you guys. It's time to tell them goodbye, Patty, and we'll see them next week, Friday night.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Jethro. Thank you, everybody.